a wonderful concert coming up Sunday afternoon, Connections. It's the next performance with the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. It's got string chamber music with some wonderful musicians from Indianapolis. And joining me here in the studio is Margot Marlott. Welcome.
Hi, John. Nice to see you again.
And here in just a little bit, we'll talk with Kate Wright. Hi, Kate.
Hi, John.
A clarinetist that will be doing a concert to go. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the education and things going on. But I was curious, this is a lovely literary sort of program. There's wonderful music by Dmitri Shostakovich, and then this incredible string quartet by Schubert that's based on a song. Tell me a little bit about how this program came together.
Well, I called Davis Brooks, who is an old friend of mine. He used to teach at Butler University, which is where I got my master's degree. I asked him if he would be interested in putting together a string quartet program. And so he got together three other people, and they decided to do this program. I think they started with the Shostakovich, actually, the number 11, and then thought a nice balance to that would be the Schubert, which, of course, is one of the war horses of the chamber music repertoire. Looking forward to that.
And it's one of those, you know, Shostakovich really gone through so much, turmoil with world wars and communism and whatnot. And Franz Schubert, unfortunately, died really young, 31, even younger than Mozart, who also had all sorts of troubles in Vienna. But this music is just sublime.
It is. It is. When I was in undergraduate school at University of Toronto, I was studying with a cellist in the quartet in residence there, the Orford Quartet. And Dennis would often let me come to rehearsals. And at the time, I was dragging my feet, like, I've got better things to do than sit in on a quartet rehearsal. But of course, now these are some of my fondest memories. And specifically when they were rehearsing this quartet, the Schubert Quartet, it really gives you an appreciation, one, on how to put something together, but also how the composer puts this together. I mean, this is just an amazing, complicated work, and yet comes across so beautifully, so sublime in some areas, and so intense in other areas. Just really, I'm looking forward to it.
Connections is the concert coming up with Davis Brooks and friends. There's more at tippecanoechambermusic.org. And not only are there incredible concerts that the Chamber Music Society does, but there are educational outreach. And something that I adore that you guys do is called Concert to Go. Tell us a little bit about this program and the effect that it has.
Concert to Go was something I created when I came to the Chamber Music Society. Started around 2006, which was my second year at the Chamber Music Society, and the previous artistic director, Sharon Howard, I asked if she would go to a couple of grade schools with me, elementary schools with me, and we played clarinet and cello duets and talked about music, and we talked about working together and cooperation and what it is. What is chamber music, John? What is chamber music?
Great questions, you know, and that sort of thing happens. Kate Wright is here, clarinetist. And when you play for young people and teach, is it important to sort of have that connection with young people and sort of introduce them to chamber music?
Yeah, I mean, I remember growing up, those were some of the best memories that I had, was when I would hear the smaller groups of musicians playing. We would go to symphony concerts, and those were amazing, but it was so cool to see like a small group of musicians just kind of working together and playing off of each other. And I just think that's really unique. And I think it's something that the grade school children don't always get to hear. And I think it's a really neat opportunity.
And I imagine that Regan Eckstein is joining you playing violin. Kate Wright is a clarinetist. And Margot, you're a cellist. It's probably kind of nice also to let kids see different sort of instruments, because maybe they've only seen an organ at church, or perhaps they've only seen a piano at home or around, that it's kind of nice to actually see them, these different instruments being played.
That's the most impact that we hear from the teachers, is that the students seeing the instruments and the musicians play live in person right in front of you. And I do think the combination of strings and a clarinet will be also fun. Usually I do one or the other. I bring brass instruments one year, and the next year I'll do woodwinds, and the next year I'll do strings, and then I start over again with the brass. I thought this would be fun to have clarinet and violin and cello, and we're going to have a lot of fun playing at elementary schools all over the county. This is a free program. It doesn't cost the schools anything, just 30 minutes of their time.
And I imagine, Kate, that it's fun and interesting to play in a sort of a trio and duos that, you know, if you're playing in an orchestra, sometimes it's, you know, such a magic of blending sound. But this really allows you guys to sort of have individual voices and be very intimate.
Oh, yeah. The communication between, even when we were rehearsing just a week or two ago, was just so fun. Yeah, it's just a fun experience to play with people in a smaller setting.
Cooperation's a big part of it for chamber music. Mm-hmm. Getting to know each other, getting to work together and iron out those details is a big, important part of chamber music and something we try to share with the kids.
Concerts to Go is an integral part of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society, and they have some wonderful trios that are going to be playing throughout the county, and they have a concert, Connections, coming up Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Fowler Hall here on the Purdue campus. Well, we are looking forward to this, and we hope you guys will come back and talk more about great chamber music.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.